This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reset its list of which Americans are at risk for severe illness from the coronavirus. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the news comes as officials revealed the total number of infected people could be 10 times higher than previously thought.
Pregnant women were added to the list. Dr. Dana Meany-Delman at the CDC says they need to watch who they come in contact with, wear face coverings, and practice social distancing.
Pregnant women are generally a younger population, so that's the good news. But we do see higher rates of admission to the ICU and mechanical ventilation based on this data set that we have.
One positive to take away.
Pregnant women are not at an increased risk. Yeah.
Sickle cell disease was also added to the list. The threshold for risky levels of obesity was lowered. The changes didn't include adding race as a risk factor, despite higher infection rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Health Organization says several European countries have seen a resurgence in COVID-19 cases for the first time in months. WHO Regional Director Dr. Hans Kluge said in a virtual briefing Thursday, an increase in transmission has led to the resurgence of cases. He said if the trend continued, Europe's health resources could be pushed to the brink.
For weeks, I have spoken about the risk of resurgence as countries adjust measures. In several countries across Europe, these risks has now become a reality.
Nearly 20,000 new cases are being reported daily in the WHO's European region, which includes 54 countries and 7 territories across Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden sounded very different themes on the coronavirus on Thursday. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump was in Wisconsin Thursday singing the praises of his administration's response to COVID-19.
We have cases because we test. Deaths are down. We have one of the lowest mortality rates. We've done an incredible historic job.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, blasting the president for being in denial.
The number of cases is increasing in 29 states. We're going to be dealing with this for a long time. Trump can't wish it away.
Polls in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin show Biden ahead of Trump, but Trump trailed in both states in nearly every poll in 2016 before winning both and the presidency on Election Day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office says the Trump administration sent more than $1.4 billion in coronavirus relief checks to dead people. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The government made more than 130 million so-called economic impact payments. The Government Accountability Office says nearly 1.1 million went to dead people, totaling nearly $1.5 billion. It's the latest example of mistakes as the government rushed out aid at crisis speed. Tax experts say this one was almost inevitable because of a lag in reporting data on deaths. The IRS asked last month that survivors return the money, but it may not have the legal authority to require that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of laid-off workers seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline each week, although the overall numbers are still very high. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
While the weekly rate continues to go down, just under 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We have seen declines for new unemployment benefits for 12 straight weeks, but they have remained at remarkably high levels, above 1 million for 14 consecutive weeks.
And what about the growing number of COVID-19 cases in parts of the country?
We look at a high degree of uncertainty right now, and uncertainty is something that makes it extremely challenging for employers as well as employees, and as we know from recent experiences.
The June jobs report is due out next week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time Thursday after being forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. Other tourist attractions, such as the Louvre Museum, will remain closed until July 6th. Reporting by remote, I'm David.